Blog Talk Radio.
Another edition of THB Radio. As always, I'm your host, Vin, and let's get this Week 10 show underway. Not nearly as an interesting week as last week was. This week, the matchups are lame. Matchups are lame, games are lame. And even if the matchups and games aren't lame, the end results of these games is likely going to be lame. And that's lame. Everything's lame, lame week, but, you know, not every week can be winners. Can't all have great weeks, and who knows, maybe my pessimism. Maybe it's just me being pessimistic, and things won't be that bad, but things will probably be terrible. But who cares? Maybe my Jags will win, and that'll make everything right with the world. Everything. All right, so here we go. Steve-O is listening. It's a great thing. Razor's called in, put him on, and we shall begin this wonderful little show. Hello, sir.
Hello, Vin.
Yay!
Time for football.
Guys, it is time for football. Terrible, awful football. And speaking of terrible, awful football, Jags and Ravens.
I like how you get to the worst matchup first.
Yeah, it just happens to be the first game on the list. Road game for the Jags. We haven't won one of those since 2013. It is now 2015. For those of you unsure what year it is. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. Going into the season, I didn't really expect this Baltimore Ravens game to be winnable for us, because I expected us to be terrible and the Ravens to actually be good. Only one of those things is true at this point. We're terrible. Ravens aren't any good. They lost Terrell Suggs against Razor's Bucks the first week of the year. Now they've lost. Why can't I talk tonight? Can't talk. Steve Smith is out. So now essentially the Ravens have no one to throw to. Still have Justin Forsett, who's solid, but we shut down Chris Ivory last week, so that shouldn't be an issue. We should win this game, but we probably won't, because Blake Bortles will either throw a late pick that's like pick six, or will fumble a ball on the one-yard line, or something absolutely stupid to snatch victory from the jaws and feet, or something like that, and we'll end up losing. But hopefully we'll win. Don't think we will. Think we will, probably won't. I don't know.
This is actually probably going to be the best game of the week.
That's sad.
It's going to be an offensive like affair. It's going to be like 42-39 or something.
That'd be fun.
That'd be fun. And it's going to end on a pick six probably.
Probably.
Now the question is, whose pick six is it going to be? Because it's been that kind of year for the Ravens.
Let's see here. We have six turnovers in the last three fourth quarters. I believe that was the stat that I just read a little bit ago.
That sounds about right.
Chances are it's probably us.
Yeah. So the only way the Jags can possibly win this game is if they get to an early lead and actually play some good pass defense, which,
yeah,
considering the Ravens have no receivers, it's something they should be able to do. But it's the Jaguars.
Yeah. And Joe Flacco would probably go for 500 yards.
Yeah.
350 of which will go to Crockett Gilmore.
Yep. We're on the same wavelength here, so so Ravens win.
Yep. Hope not, but things look good for us in games, and then we find ways to lose. So there's that. All right. So we'll move on from that. Next game, Detroit Lions going to Green Bay, a place that they have not won. They have not won in Green Bay in, I think, 24 attempts now, which is crazy. Packers also haven't lost three straight since Aaron Rodgers' first year as a starter for the Packers. So there's that too. I would absolutely love to see the Green Bay Packers lose three in a row, because that'd be hilarious. Unfortunately, it's going up against a Detroit team that's not any good at all. Offensively, you would hope with the removal of Lombardi that the offense would get back in shape. It hasn't. Maybe it will after the bye. Who knows? They still have a run game, so essentially you're relying on Matt Stafford to win it. And not that he can't, he just won't. So I got to take the Packers. And plus, Rasheem Mathis just got IR'd, I think, yesterday or today. At some point, that hurts an already kind of not very good defense. So, yeah, got to take the Packers.
There's quite a big difference between Carolina's defense, Denver's defense, and whatever the hell Detroit is sending out onto the field every Sunday, because they're just painful to watch. Lodi Nauta was supposed to be good. He's not. They have nobody in their secondary. All their linebackers are dead or busts. I mean, really, I don't even know why the Lions go out there every week. They're pretty much the second worst team in the NFC North right now.
You shouldn't talk that way about the bike.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, poor Lions. I had hopes for them. I had hoped that they were going to be actually good / decent, but they're not.
No.
Not a bit. Not a bit. Maybe this week, but probably not.
It's not going to be Jim Bob Cooter's year, I'm afraid.
No, it's not. It's not. Yeah, that train is kind of come to a halt. Everybody was all on the Jim Bob Cooter bandwagon when it happened, and now nobody cares.
Nobody cares because he's just a funny name.
Yep, exactly. Funny name in the annals of history. All right, so we'll move on from that game. That probably uninteresting game. Could be interesting, probably won't be, as is the case with most of these games. All right, next game that could be interesting that probably won't be, Miami Dolphins traveling to Philly. Take on the Eagles. I am, I said last week, I'm off the Dan Campbell bandwagon. They couldn't even beat the Bills, which deeply, deeply saddened me. I thought this was, the right time to get a nice little win streak going, and they can't even beat the Bills. So, how am I supposed to pick them to pick the Eagles or to beat the Eagles when they can't even beat the Bills? So, I mean, yeah.
They, I don't think the Dolphins stand a chance. And the thing is, if Cameron Wake wasn't injured, then, maybe they'd have a shot because they could just, play defense better than the Eagles play offense. But that's just not going to happen anymore. I imagine the Eagles are probably just going to win this game as ugly as they possibly can, but still win it decisively.
Yeah. Now maybe if this was the Los Angeles Knights against the Philadelphia Eagles, perhaps then Philly would lose, but I don't see it.
Yeah, no. Dolphins stand no chance here. They're going to be last in their division when all said's done, said and done.
Yeah. All right. So there's that. Just a bunch of, last week was interesting because at least we had, storylines and Blaine Gabbert starting and just, general, I don't want to say chaos, but just a lot of weird happenings and whatnot. And this week's just lame. It just is.
Blaine Gabbert's not even playing this week.
Yeah, he's not even playing this week. It is. That's terrible. Of course, we say that, and their next game is against Seattle, I think. So that's not that's probably a good thing that he's not playing.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. All right, next game that went from really interesting to really terrible about 2 days ago, and that is the Cleveland Browns traveling into to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. And I say that because Josh McCown probably isn't going to play, which means Johnny Manziel is, which means the Browns are going to lose. Even though Pittsburgh is rolling out Big Ben's backup, I firmly expect Steelers to win just because, yeah, it's Johnny Manziel, and I can't do it. Can't do it. Browns don't have a run game. Duke Johnson is really nice, but, yeah, I mean, there's that. But, you know, Browns are – I don't trust Johnny Manziel to essentially do anything with that offense that McCown would. So, yeah, give me a backup quarterback-led Pittsburgh Steelers team.
Yeah, I don't know about this, because as bad as Johnny Manziel was in his rookie year, he hasn't been as bad this year. He's like actually made, you know, solid steps to improving his game. I don't imagine it will be enough to do anything, but the reason why the Browns will lose is because D'Angelo Williams is just going to go run for 300 yards. I mean, that's really the only reason why the Browns stand no chance, is because they can't stop anyone from running the ball on them. So it doesn't even matter that the Steelers are playing their backup quarterback. They're just going to run all over them.
What if D'Angelo peaked essentially last week and now he's going to run for like 50 yards combined for the rest of the season? What then?
He's still fresh. I'm sure the Steelers have backup running backs to their backup running back. It really doesn't matter who they have at running back. They're just going to run on them. So unless, you know, I know D'Angelo Williams might fall apart from old age at any moment, but Steelers probably still have running backs, I think. Let me see who they have at running back.
Yeah,
I honestly have no clue.
Jordan Todman. There we go.
Jordan Todman. Jaguars cast off Jordan Todman.
And Isaiah Pede.
Rams cast off Isaiah Pede, yes.
Isaiah Pede, yeah. Yep.
Steelers are just set.
Yeah.
Most stacked running backs in the league.
Yeah. I don't know why I couldn't think of Landry Jones' name earlier, but Landry Jones, that's who they're rolling out there, quarterback. Could not think of his name, as apparently a bunch of other players tonight. I couldn't think of their names.
It's okay. The Steelers aren't going to be relevant this year. It's all about the Raiders this year.
Yeah, isn't that kind of nice? All about the Raiders. That's nice. We haven't been able to say that since what, like 2003?
2002.
Two, three. Yeah.
It's been a while.
All right. So. Steelers win. I'd like to see the Browns win, but they're not going to. Unless Josh McCown gets rolled out there, but that's not going to happen because Mike Pettine is being coy about who's starting at quarterback, which means it's not going to be Josh McCown. Because if it was going to be Josh McCown, you'd say, oh, hey, Josh McCown's starting.
Would you say he's being a Colt McCoy about it?
Yeah. Well played. All right. Next game. All right. Once we get through about the first five games, things get a little bit better. And luckily, this is game number five. And I say that, and yeah, it's probably not. All right. Next game. Chicago Bears take on the St. Louis Rams. The St. Louis Girlies, as they should be called. Chicago Bears haven't been bad lately. Granted,
No. The Bears have been bad. It's just the teams that they've been playing have been either completely decimated by injuries or they're just worse than the Bears on that given day.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bears still suck.
Okay. Yeah, so, I was thinking that they strung together a couple wins, but no, they just beat the San Diego
Chargers.
They just
Chargers. Beat the Chargers. That doesn't
they
really
beat the
count.
Chargers.
Chargers aren't even... They aren't even, like, a CFL caliber team this year.
They have won three games this season, the Chicago Bears, and those three victories have come by a combined 6 points.
Yeah. That's, that's classic Bears football, except, you know, normally the Bears are supposed to, you know, actually be winning games. But no,
Yeah.
that's not what they do anymore.
Yeah. You're either gonna lose or you're gonna squeak by.
Yeah.
Squeak by.
And against the Rams,
that's...
I don't expect they'll be doing any squeaking by. Just a lot of squeaking and complaining when some inevitable dirty hit happens, because really, it's bound to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, when you pair Jeff Fisher and Greg Williams together, bad things happen. As Teddy Bridgewater saw last week.
So, remember the early 2000s Titans? Felt like every single week somebody was getting injured. So, yeah.
I thankfully do not remember the early 2000s Titans, but yeah.
Yeah, bunch of cheating bastards. What? No.
Yeah. No, that's a Titans for you.
No, they're just dirty. They don't cheat. They just, you know, intentionally injure other players.
Yeah.
I think the Rams will win because, well, they don't even need to injure any of the Bears. They're just a better team.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so there's that. I don't know. I mean, you're rolling. You got Jeremy Langford at running back since Forte's out, so that's a hit. Did all right against the Chargers, but again, that's the Chargers. I mean, offensively, the Bears seem to be a little bit healthy. I mean, they got Alshon Jeffrey back. Still got Cutler, who's healthy, who's been playing better as of late. There's that. I guess really the key is that Rams offense. Then the Bears will have a shot. But it seems like the past couple weeks he's kind of slowed down a little bit from what he was early in the season. So that. You know, if that happens, then you're relying on Nick Foles to win the game for you. And, you know, maybe it happens. Maybe get some Nick Foles to Tavon Austin action to help my fantasy team out. Maybe that'll happen. That'd be nice. Probably won't, though.
Well, you're not helping your fantasy team out by having any Ram that's not named Todd Gurley. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, Tavon Austin's all right. That's about it, though.
I guess.
That's about it. About it. So, yeah, Rams win. All right. Next game, Dallas Cowboys, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is actually a interesting game. Kind of, sort of. It'd be much
as
better.
As long
Tony
as
Romo
Tony
Romo's
playing. Not playing, you can already predict every single Cowboys game. They're just going to lose. It really doesn't matter. They are not a good team.
Without Tony Romo.
Without Tony Romo, yeah. It's like, how do you go from being a playoff-caliber team to absolute dog shit just by changing your quarterback? It's complete failure from everybody in that organization. So, yeah. Just give me the Bucs. They don't even have to steal away this victory.
Yeah, I mean, the Cowboys are kind of losing games that they shouldn't. I mean, probably shouldn't have lost to Seattle. Shouldn't have lost to Philly last week. Let me pull up their schedule. Probably shouldn't have lost to the Giants. Probably say that. And there's other losses in there. Shouldn't have lost to the Saints either, but they lost to the Saints. So there's that too. So, yeah, I mean, they're losing games that they really shouldn't.
They should be leading the NFC right now, and they're not.
Instead? They're not. Even the Washington Redskins are ahead of them right now.
Yep. Cowboys are like fifth in the draft order right now.
Quarterback time.
Yeah, need a new quarterback.
Yeah. So, I mean, for this one, it is very difficult for me to pick a Matt Castle-led offense to beat anybody.
So down.
But I'm
And
going
stop
to
stop it, then.
Maybe.
Then this is why you lose in Pick'em every week.
I lose in Pick'em because I pick the Bears and then change it because I think the Chargers are going to win. That's why I lose in Pick'em.
Yeah, never change your pick to the Chargers. I learned that against the Ravens.
I don't change picks. You got to go with the gut every time, and don't deviate from that because then you're going to lose. And yeah, my pick'em record has been absolutely terrible these last 2 weeks. I went from seven games from first to I am very close to the bottom now, and that saddens me. But I was never really good at pick'em. Oh well. I actually think Dallas wins this mainly because Tampa Bay's defense is terrible. Even with Matt Castle there, Dez Bryant is going to yell at people and put up 200 yards and 3 touchdowns, and Dallas is going to win. So there we go.
Okay.
I do think this could be really this could actually be a fun game because neither two teams really have defenses and both offenses could actually go off. So that could be, you know, like a 35-32 game. If that's the case, Dallas loses because that's probably what they do. But it could be interesting.
You have to imagine Mike Evans used up all of his drops last week.
You got to hope. What was the stat that I saw last week that he had the most drops in a single game since, like, I want to say 2003 or something like that? It's ridiculous. So,
when was Reggie Williams rookie year?
is he the record holder for that?
I have no idea. I'm just making a terrible Jags joke.
Yeah. Reggie Williams wasn't bad. Up until, I think Reggie Williams was our leading wide receiver, but our receiver had the most touchdown catches in the year with 10. Back in 05.
He was almost Mercedes Lewis-esque. Let's stop talking about the shittiest teams. Oh wait, they're all shitty.
Yeah, we still got more left. We got more left. Carolina Panthers are not one of those teams, but the Tennessee Titans are. Carolina traveling to Tennessee and takes on the Titans. I told you guys last week the Titans Saints was going to be interesting, and y'all didn't believe me. Granted, I didn't think the Titans were going to win, but they did. But hey, it's close. It was interesting. This week, however, it's not going to be close or interesting because Carolina's going to win. Carolina's going to crush them because that's what Carolina does. And if Carolina somehow loses to Tennessee, that just completely tanks their season. It does because that's the one blemish on your so far undefeated season is losing to Tennessee if that happens. And that's terrible. Can't do that. Shouldn't do that. Won't do that. Carolina wins.
Yeah. No, I can't. I can't even pick the Titans in jest. I can't do it. I like Mariota. Yeah. I like that they moved to Antonio Andrews in the run game.
Yep.
But they're actually playing a defense who, you know, can wrap
actually
up, can tackle, can cover a pass every now and then. So, there's not going to be much done in this game. It's going to be... Well, actually, it's going to be close because the Panthers do not know how to close out anybody they play. But, Panthers will still win.
Yep. We're in agreement in that. All right, next game. Man, these are terrible. I hate these. I hate all of these. New Orleans Saints traveling to Washington take on the Redskins. New Orleans, obviously, coming off a loss last week against Tennessee. Yeah,
Kirk Cousins' comeback hour? Is this going to be his third one this season?
No.
He's going to be the savior. He's the guy who's single-handedly saving the Redskins season.
Yeah, this 3-5? Is this the 3-5 Washington Redskins?
the potential 8-8 to end the season Washington Redskins, the best year they've had in their franchise history. Okay, franchise history with Dan Snyder.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? New England defense. New Orleans defense is bad enough that Kirk Cousins could win. I mean, he absolutely could because the Saints defense is terrible. Washington Redskins defense against Drew Brees, though, is also likely to be terrible. So, you know, this could be another Saints-Giants shootout. And that could be entertaining, but not really because, then again, it's the Saints and Redskins. And even if that was a Saints-Giants-esque shootout, nobody would care because those teams are terrible. So, I mean, New Orleans wins. It would bring me joy if they lost, but they're not going to.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the upset here. I think the Redskins are due for another win. It's gonna be a big one for them. Their biggest of the season, and
they better win. Yeah, I was gonna say they better win this week because they gotta travel into Carolina next week. So you know, I keep talking about Carolina. They're probably gonna drop a game to a team that they shouldn't.
Maybe it happens like the Titans.
Maybe it happens this week, or Washington. Well, the good news is there's not too many games that they should drop really. They get the Cowboys after the Redskins, but you got to figure the Cowboys will have Romo back by then. I would say in Week 12.
You would hope.
Granted, you'll have a rusty Romo. I'm not certain how. Not certain how good a Rusty Romo is, but chances are it's a whole lot better than Matt Castle and or Brandon Whedon or Matt
and
Castle
or Rusty
and Brandon
Smith.
Whedon put together, and or probably better than Rusty Smith. Well done. So there's that. Right, we'll move on from that. And I hate all these games. Minnesota Vikings traveling to Oakland, take on the Oakland Raiders. I hate this game. I don't like the Vikings. So there's like nothing for me to even. I don't like this at all.
Vikings are just an incredibly boring team.
Yeah, and I don't know. I've never really liked the Vikings. I mean, there's nothing. I don't have any reasons for it. The Vikings have never done anything to me, but I don't like them. Don't like them.
You know what they did to me?
What did they do to you?
Vikings are going to be going from the most boring 6-2 team to the most boring 7-2 team because, you know, strong defense, wrap up tackles, run the ball, don't throw interceptions, just win football that way. That's fine. That's all they're going to do.
Bridgewater's back this week. Latavius Murray for the Raiders is going to play after his concussion last week. I really want to take Oakland here. Part of that's bias. Part of it's because the Raiders are actually good. But you're probably right. The Vikings will probably win and be 7-2. Much to my chagrin. And disappointment and sadness.
Don't be sad. That's only 5 more wins than your Jags will have at the end of this week.
Yeah. Very sad. All right. Now we're on to your game. Your game should be very interesting. The Kansas City Chiefs travel into Denver and take on the Broncos. I am very disappointed in your Denver Broncos. I don't understand.
You mean for exactly living up to expectations?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I don't understand how you guys can shut down Aaron Rodgers 1 week and then come back the next and promptly lose to Andrew Luck, who then promptly went out with a lacerated, kidney, spleen?
Yeah,
lacerated.
I'm
something.
Sure that's because
lacerated.
Von Miller spent lacerated kidney.
Yes.
because Von Miller was just hitting him that often.
Yeah,
and
it did
you know,
absolutely
occasionally
nothing
with
because
his
he still
knee.
lost. Yeah. Oh man. So yeah. I think the one interesting caveat in this is Peyton is banged up, got some sort of weird foot injury, got some rib injury that was just disclosed, I think today or yesterday. So there's that. So maybe at some point we see Osweiler, depending on how
The
many
only
hits.
way Peyton is going to get taken out of this game is on a stretcher,
Yeah,
because
which
there is
is.
no way he will ever voluntarily kick himself out of a game.
Yeah. Well,
And
throw a
coaches aren't
pass.
going to do anything about it. They're going to see him throw in, and it's like, oh, he's just as shitty as every other week he's been this season, so we're not going to do anything about it.
Got like, 10 broken ribs and oh yeah, he's fine. Can't tell any different. He's fine.
Yeah, and really, I'd just like to see him show their strength and take himself out, because he's done. It's over. Let him get his stupid yardage record. Have him throw a little screen to Demaryius Thomas' first play of the game, and then just take him out. Just take him out. He's got his record. He's done for the season. He's done for his career. End off on a high note,
Yeah,
leading
he's
a
still
path to the
behind.
highest ever teammate.
He's still behind Burt and Wynn.
Still
So,
behind
let's
Burton
see here.
Wins, but if he does start this game, and he just throws the one pass, it should be fine. We should win that game. It'll count as a win under him.
Okay, so we've got ties record. So yeah, so gets the yardage record, gets the win record,
Rides off
and
into the
yeah,
sunset,
rides
because
off in the
just like
sunset.
everything else, his season ends late November.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see any way that Kansas City wins, even with Peyton being banged up
I see plenty
and
of ways
hurt.
the Chiefs can win. It's just, I don't
Yeah,
think
but I don't
they
really.
are going to do it.
I mean, what are you guys gonna let Charcandrick West run all over you?
Sure. We let Frank Gore run all over us.
Are you gonna? Oh, yeah, that's. Yeah, that's
Really,
not good.
I have no
I
faith in
forgot
our
about that.
defense anymore. After all the
Yeah.
penalties we've been giving up. I
Yeah,
mean, at least let us get them back with all the holding calls that they don't call on us, but
yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
like personal fouls for days. We're
I keep
really just
believing
stopping
there's.
ourselves. It doesn't matter
Yeah.
who they trot out on offense. If we try to kill them, we're just going to get another 15-yard penalty.
Keep believing his. Oh, it was just an accident.
That's okay. He can't poke out any Chiefs' eyes this week.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah.
Oh
Does that
boy.
mean, is Chris Harris starting then, or is he still in the slot, or has he been started? I don't know.
Chris
I don't
Harris is
know
the
the.
keep belief and starting all year.
Okay, so that means
Yeah.
yeah. So Roby is in starting, or is Roby still in the slot, or is Roby not even?
Roby will be seeing more action, and then I completely forgot who our third guy is. Well, our fourth guy. We
Let's
will be
see here.
having, we will having Kayvon Webster make an appearance in the slot.
Kayvon Webster. I've never heard Tavon Webster.
Yeah, he was our second round pick a couple years ago. He hasn't done much, but
Second
he's been
round
all right.
pick. Should be all
He's been
right.
all right.
Should be all right.
Or
All
third
right.
round pick. Whatever. He'll
Yeah.
be all right.
There we go. Broncos win, as they should.
Broncos won.
Not like last week when they should have won and didn't, but this week they're actually gonna win because they should. And next game, which going into the season or week one of the season looked a whole lot more interesting than what it does now. New England Patriots take on the New York Football Giants. And what a sad game this is. Honestly, I guess really the narrative here is with as bad as New York's defense is, that Tom Brady should pretty much repeat what Drew Brees did a couple weeks ago to the Giants. And I think because everybody thinks that's going to happen, that's not actually going to happen. The Giants are still going to lose because I don't really see how this Giants team wins. I mean, there's no run game, obviously, so you've got to rely on Eli to do everything, which granted, I think if there's, you know, one season that you need Eli to do everything he can, I think it's probably this season. So there's that. But, you know, I don't trust the Giants' defense to do anything. There's still no pass rush there, which is one thing that, you know, in the past New England Patriot matchups they've had a defense, they've had a pass rush, and that's not here. The eight-fingered man was decent last week against the Bucks. So maybe he's not doing too bad, but one eight-fingered man isn't going to be enough to beat the Patriots by himself. So sadly, I have to take the Patriots in this.
Yeah, nothing's getting in the way of the Patriots' perfect regular season this year. So I'll just leave it at that, but this is probably the closest any team gets to actually beating them this year.
The Patriots are probably going to go 18-1. Unfortunately, that one loss is going to come in the regular season.
Wishful thinking.
I'm going to need somebody from the AFC to step up once playoff time rolls around. It's going to need to happen. Whether it be you guys, whether it be the Bengals, whether it be some other random team. That would be hilarious. That would absolutely be hilarious. Colts going into Foxborough.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like a 19-degree day. There's gonna be like 4 inches of snow on the field.
The corpse of Andrew Luck will just drive down the field.
Yep.
He'll be a literal White Walker.
Fun times. Yeah. I actually almost want to see that. Almost. Not really, because it actually be a terrible game. But the narrative that we've formed here is would be fun to see. But unfortunately, that's just in our heads and not on the field. All right, Sunday Night Football. Again, another game that I'm noticing a trend here that a lot of these games were good weeks ago, and now they're finally here, absolutely terrible. Arizona Cardinals take on the terrible Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, which is weird because it seems like they should be like 2-6 right about now. But but they're not. It feels like they're only a 2-win team, but they're not. They might be .500 this week, but they're going to be above .500 after Sunday night. I think they get the win here against Arizona. It's supposed to rain. That doesn't matter. Marshawn Lynch is banged up. I got faith in Seattle's defense to get it done against Carson Palmer. I think Chris Johnson's run of being good is over with, so we've moved on from that. And Seattle wins.
Yeah, I think Seattle's home field advantage is just a bit too strong in this matchup. I feel confident taking them as well.
It just feels right. I'm starting Carson Palmer and Michael Floyd in the league. I'm starting Michael Floyd, not Carson Palmer. So if Palmer could get a touchdown or two to Mr. Floyd and still lose the game, maybe if he wanted to do like a late fumble or a late pick return for a touchdown, that would work. So there's that. But yeah, it just seems like Seattle should win this. Maybe not handily, but just feels like they should win.
Yeah.
All right. And finally, another kind of terrible game. Could be interesting, probably not, is the Houston Texans traveling to Cincinnati, take on Cincinnati Bengals. I mean, Cincinnati wins.
Are you sure? Are you positive? Because I don't know. I don't know. It's Monday Night Football.
I'm like 95% sure that the Bengals win.
I mean, sure, the Bengals beat the Browns on primetime last Thursday. Or Thursday before that. But
I mean, are we counting TNF as primetime?
Primetime? Well, yeah. I mean, it really.
Okay.
Under any other definition, they're never good games, but they're primetime games.
Yeah. So I mean, the Bengals should have exercised their primetime demons. Andy Dalton might actually be good.
Andy Dalton good on primetime. Let's see it happen.
Who is his?
His last two primetime games haven't actually been bad. Because, you know, Browns game, and then he played us last year and didn't do too badly.
Yeah.
So, maybe it's possible that the Bengals have exercised their demons, that Andy Dalton is actually just the best quarterback in football right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm stretching a bit. He's only the second best quarterback in football right now. Because Tom Brady is using mystical space voodoo.
That's because the Patriots haven't played anybody.
Yeah.
And that's actually accurate. I mean, you look at the schedule, and they've got, like, the Jets on there.
They've just played their own division.
The Jets
be fair,
aren't really any good.
They don't really have anybody to play, because there's only, like, six good teams this year. And even that might be stretching it a bit.
Yeah. I mean, they got the Steelers on opening week. Le'Veon Bell lost that.
But D'Angelo Williams was playing well. So, I mean, that wasn't as big a hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Tried to lose to the Bills the following week.
Yeah, after putting up, a 37-20 lead or something?
Something like that. Tried to lose the Jets, didn't. Tried to lose the Colts, didn't. I mean, their schedule is pathetic the rest of the way. Got Giants, Bills, Broncos, which is probably the one good team left on the schedule. The Eagles, Texans, Titans, Jets, Dolphins. They're probably not losing unless they lose to the
Broncos. They're probably not losing. They don't need Deion Lewis.
No, they don't need anybody. All right, that's it. Made it through the games. It's probably fixing to cut me off. So thank you, sir, for calling in, and we'll do this again next week.
Anytime, then. Do love.
I love that. Love.